It is a familiar routine for the crew members of the Dredge Potter, making their way along the Mississippi River to the growing number of shallow trouble spots.
Yeah, Roger. Command the wire room.
And digging in.
It's been a challenging season. The Potter's been working since July, and it's now December.
That workload is due to the continuing drought in the central United States that has dried up the Mississippi River Basin. The Army Corps of Engineers' Lance Engel says the Potter's three crews are dredging around the clock to keep the river open, and they are not getting help from Mother Nature.
We are dredging priority locations and just keeping up with the falling river forecast to maintain navigation.
The Potter scoops sediment off the bottom of the Mississippi River and moves it through a pipeline to the other side at a rate of about 280,000 liters per minute.
It is essentially just a suction dredge where we suck up the sandy river bottom and move it outside the channel.
Marty Heddle's barges at AEP River Operations use that river channel, which is 100 meters wide and less than 3 meters deep. But even that is forcing Heddle's company to lighten its loads just to make it down the Mississippi.
So we're about 35% less efficient at this river stage than we are in normal river conditions.
Heddle says the work done by dredges like the Potter is helping, but will not solve the problem.
To have any support for the river here, we need a good 10 days to 2 weeks of steady rainfall, and it's just not predicted. It's not there.
Commanding officer of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers St. Louis District, Colonel Chris Hall, agrees.
It will take a significant amount of precipitation to bring those water tables, those aquifers, and those systems back up to where we have typical river conditions.
Unfortunately, droughts tend to continue for several years, so I don't see this going away anytime soon.
Until it goes away, the work of the Potter is essential to the U.S. economy, ensuring that the chief river of the nation's largest river system is wide and deep enough to handle the barges that carry hundreds of billions of dollars of goods each year. Kane Faribault, VOA News, St. Louis, Missouri.